Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Today's date is 6/20/2011, 12 p.m. Pacific here in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, California, where I'm still here broadcasting. These people would not let me go here in California, but, hey, I'm loving the weather. I'm here for the community. I'm here for the people. So, hey, if the time is available and I'm able to do so, even though as busy as all that I got going on, but definitely, you know, this is one target market that I want to reach out to, being that it is my hometown and it's one of the hardest hit cities in America with this financial crisis. 3 p.m. in Atlanta. Hey, Atlanta, I hope you guys are staying cool. You guys are getting a lot of humidity still over there. So I hope you guys are staying cool, staying hydrated. And also, I hope everyone had a great, great weekend. Hope you fathers enjoyed your family, your day. It's all about you. So I hope you guys had a great, 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 great time over the weekend. I also would like to mention to you guys, last week I was going to see if I was going to wait a little bit to announce this to everyone, but I couldn't turn down the opportunity, but I was reached out from the Karen Vaughn Show out in Cleveland, 93.1 FM. Karen has her own show with lineup with Michael Bazin and Tom Joyner, very, very, very popular radio station out in Cleveland. But I was offered the opportunity to recently be the financial contributor for her segment of Working Diva Money Monday. So definitely I want to announce to you guys that I am officially now the financial contributor for Working Divas. The Karen Vaughn Show, 93.1 FM out in Cleveland, WZAK. So definitely you can check me out, check me and Karen out actually on WorkingDivas.com, or you can go directly to the radio station site, which is WZAKCleveland.com. You can go there. There's an article that I post up on blog for everyone, and she was talking about with her show today, which is a great article that I would like to for everyone to kind of read to know, you know, other alternatives of setting up your financial plan. As you guys know, I am a planner myself, so long term is what I'm all about. Positioning yourself for the unexpected, positioning yourself just to protect yourself, because that's what it's all about. So definitely go ahead and check out www.workingdivas.com. And just read that posting that I have with financial planning alternatives, just taking a fresh look at your financial alternatives. So definitely check me out, and definitely check out Karen. Awesome, awesome show. Those guys over there, they're doing awesome, awesome things, especially Karen. So just definitely check it out, workingdivas.com. So this week, you guys, I have a wonderful, wonderful lineup for everyone. You know, the movement is alive. You know, we're here out BGE, we're here out in San Diego. You guys, you know, we all out in Atlanta, everyone tuning in, and, you know, the followers are getting, you know, are just coming in. I mean, we're pretty much up to about almost like 3,000 hits per week on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site with, you know, with WIGO being our station. It's about 70,000 plus listeners per month. So the movement is alive. It's growing. It's reaching out to the community, and that's the vision and goal I had when I first created Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and what inspired me to reach out and help and restore America in our communities, joining us, because, you know, something has to be done, and the only way we can do it is to create that opportunity ourselves and pull together and help one another. So the lineup for the week is wonderful, wonderful. You know, on Tuesday I have tomorrow I have Janice Sailor. She's an insurance planning solution, INC. She's also president-elect, like myself, with Civitan organization, and she'll be here tomorrow talking to you guys about, you know, small benefits for your group, you know, insurance or your individual insurance when it comes to the healthcare side. You know how that's a hard-hit area also in America. And then also the great things that she is doing as the president-elect of the North Cobb Civitan and all that they contribute to within their group. Wednesday, I had Pastor Lamar Holly to come on, but Pastor Holly was up in North Georgia. Spoke to him this morning, and we have to reschedule him. He was up there giving a great, great sermon to a church over the weekend, and he got delayed there. So we just be on the lookout, check out the schedule. We will be getting him rescheduled. And you know, Pastor Lamar Holly is with the Kids Stuff, which is a huge organization throughout Georgia that contributes a lot to the community. So you guys do not want to miss that. Thursday, Hotep is back with Huntsville University. You guys know when he came on air, we were having a lot of technical difficulties, but we got him back. He'll be here on Thursday. Talk to you guys about Huntsville University. And then Friday, I got Keith Green, CPA. Y'all know we need a CPA in these times to ensure that, you know, we are saving on those taxes. But today, you know, on our on this segment of Entrepreneur Talk, I have community business owner, and she is just out there doing wonderful things in the community and serving her clients with a very, very innovative business throughout Metro Atlanta. So I would like to welcome Beverly Coleman with Call Ahead Catering. Pleasure to have you, Beverly.
Hi, Kalicia. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Beverly, and we're just excited to hear all the innovative things that you have going on with Call Ahead Catering. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, buildgrowandenjoy.com, as always in live chat. So, Beverly, just let everyone know who you are and what inspired you to do Call Ahead Catering and what is it all about.
Yes, my name is Beverly Coleman, and I am an entrepreneur, as you said. I'm also a veteran of the Armed Forces. A wife and a mother. What inspired me to start Call Ahead Catering was I looked at my paycheck, and it wasn't. It met some of my basic needs, but it really wasn't what I wanted to do and continue to do to grow and to come up with my own ideas about what needs to be done for our community. So we decided that we would. Do something that people to give people what they like, and that's food. But what I also noticed was that a lot of adults would eat lunches that were not nutritious. But you know, if we didn't have a lot of time for lunch, Kalicia, we'd go by McDonald's, and McDonald's is good, but sometimes it doesn't digest in adults as it should.
Right.
So we at Call Ahead Catering decided that we were going to primarily deliver nutritious meals to working individuals who have little time to eat a healthy lunch.
And time is just such a big factor nowadays, and convenience is very important to lifestyles nowadays. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little more about, you know, what types of food you guys serve, and just give us, like, let's say, for example, I called you to come deliver some food to the Build, Grow, and Enjoy team. What would actually, I mean, how do you guys prepare that? How do you contact it? How do you order it? Tell us a little more how that works. That's very unique. Very unique.
Great. Yes, call me. We have a menu where we know sandwiches are nice, and we know that people eat at their computers. So, you know, we have a sandwich. Actually, we have the typical sandwiches that are on healthy that's on healthy bread with the lettuce, tomato, and choices of meat. But the one the primary thing, Kalicia, that we promote are wraps. That's a wrap. The wraps are, we use fresh ingredients, and it is made with, we have hummus that we put on it, if you like hummus. We have the veggie wrap, which has the fresh vegetables. So a lot of people are vegans and vegetarians, and they don't necessarily like the turkey, the grilled chicken, and roast beef and ham. So we would prepare it in our kitchen here in Athens, Georgia, and within a few minutes, depending on where you are in Metro Atlanta and Northeast Georgia, we would deliver it to your company or to your door.
Right. And may I add that the wraps are delicious, because I tasted it when I met you at the New Lawrenceville event. Spring Festival, and they were off the chain.
Mm-hmm,
they've
they
never
are.
Been anywhere where I've eaten it. So you guys actually make these really fresh and very, very healthy, I can say that. Now, you guys also do salads too, correct?
We do salads, yes. And we take a lot of pride in our salads because I am not aware of anyone who delivers a salad directly to your door. It can come as a side item, but yes, we have salads that have the we do include spinach. I found out from my nutrition research that a lot of us in our community don't get the iron supplements that we need. So we do include spinach and the leafy vegetables, the fresh leafy vegetables that go in our salads, as well as your choice of meats, which would be if you're a meat lover, we have the roast beef, the Angus roast beef, we have the honey roasted turkey. We have marinated grilled chicken, and that can go on your salad as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay. Now, you know, here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and I always say this is all our business on because this is entrepreneur talk, and, you know, we pull the community together. Everyone is sharing best practices. Just tell us, you know, for those business owners and inspiring entrepreneurs that want to get out there, because so many people that, you know, want to hear the answers, want to hear the experiences of those that are already up and running, some of the obstacles you had to overcome in following your passion and your dreams and building your business, not just that, you know, what are some best practices that you can share with them?
One of the main obstacles that we currently work through every day is striving to overcome the effort and time that it takes to develop a business and applying, you know, adequate time to that in the midst of everyday life. I think it's so easy, Kalithia, if you have a job, to just say, okay, I have to be at work at 8, and I know I get off at 5, and I'm done. But as a business owner, you have to look at everything you have on going. If you're a wife, if you are a student, a mother, then you have to cultivate your business. So that's one of the challenges, I think, you know, that's one of the challenges that we face. And another one is marketing and developing your public relationships and getting the community aware of what you do. And so I'd like to take this time again, Kalithia, to say thank you for the opportunity to talk about Call Ahead Catering and to let the community know that we want to provide healthy, nutritious meals for our working adults.
Right. You are very welcome, very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you guys on, definitely. And I love the fact that it's healthy because, you know, there's so many people that are dying young nowadays, and healthy is so, so important. You know, I'm into health myself. So when I tried it, I was just like, wow, this is just amazing. I mean, I have to say it's one of the best wraps I've ever had. It was just so fresh.
And
so
let me say one other obstacle to Kalithia, and that is when you introduce something new. I know when we were at the festival that where we met, we were on the end, Call Ahead Catering, we were set up on the end after you had passed the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the pulled pork, the barbecue.
Right.
And, right. You know, and that's what everybody knows. We know that. We know the potato salad. We know the baked beans. We know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It all has its place. But the way we were set up at the festival where we met, no one came. I mean, we had very few people to see us as the new vendor. So that's an obstacle,
right,
to get the community informed of something that's new and nutritious and may taste a little different from what we're accustomed to eating.
Right, right. It was definitely good. And you guys had a sauce also, didn't you, with the wraps?
Yes, we have a sauce. We have a variety, but the one that most of the people that we cater to like is the raspberry balsamic vinaigrette. And then we have the strawberry balsamic vinaigrette that we use as a dipping sauce, or you can, of course, pour it on your wrap.
Right.
And yes. And for those people who, you know, want the commonly known sauces like the honey mustard and the barbecue, we also have that as well.
Right, right. Well, the sauce is great. Do you guys do you make it yourself, or is that something you guys buy, or do you just make it fresh yourself?
We make it fresh, just like we make our hummus. Our hummus is made as well.
Wow. Yeah, it's really, 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 really fresh. I love it. I love it. I love it. So you guys, but you did say you guys are up in the Athens area. But if needed, you know, let's say someone down in Midtown or, you know, further south, you guys are able to negotiate that to deliver to them also, correct? Mm-hmm.
We could negotiate that, yes, and deliver there. I had a wonderful opportunity to be with a wedding this past weekend and talk to some of the coordinators. And they, you know, they all agreed that we need something a little bit different, you know, at our weddings, at, you know, just like I said, for lunch. And it sounded like they were really, and they're from the Atlanta area, thought it was a great idea to introduce something new. So, yes, we pretty much stay within a radius, but if the need, if we can negotiate something that's a win-win or beneficial to the customer, yes, by all means.
Right, right, right. And definitely it is new and innovative because I've never, ever heard of a business like this, but that's what it's all about. Just new and innovative and doing new things in the community in an area of need. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and I'll allow you to open it up and let you talk about, you know, if there's any additional information you'd like to share about Call Ahead Catering and also how people can contact you, and then we'll just take it from there. So we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light, 347-215-8709. Lines are open, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. And live chat, have Beverly Coleman with Call Ahead Catering, fresh, healthy, innovative way of serving and delivering, you know, fresh lunch to you or catering your wedding. So, Beverly, what else would you like to share with everyone, to the listeners, about Call Ahead? And other ways that you can, you know, reach out and, you know, assist them in an area of need when they would like a service like this that what you offer with Call Ahead.
Well, Clinthia, what I was thinking that I wanted to share some of the, just a little bit of an insight, because what we talked about was this, your listeners are maybe people who are thinking about a startup business or entrepreneurs who are not quite, you know, who are on that ready mark, but, you know, get set ready, but they just haven't launched out to go. And I just wanted to basically just say that starting a business is great, or opening up a franchise. I used to have my sister and I were in a business together, and we had a franchise. And the main thing we had to do, it's so important, is to do your research, to know your market share and to know what your competitors are doing, but also have the confidence in knowing what you have to offer. And this is what I did with Call Ahead Catering. I looked at who else was doing, it's called the deli-type food, it's an open market because of my passion for it, because of the market that I want to reach. And then the other thing that I thought about, Kalithia, was, you know, working with integrity. You know, your product sales, your product is what drives your business, but your customer service, your integrity that you start out with, that's what keeps your customers coming back. And that's what we try to do at Call Ahead Catering. We want to know how you feel, how you like our food. What is it? We're open. What is it that we could do better? If there's something that you would like to see on the menu, if we can accommodate that, we'll do that as well.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Well, let everyone know how they can contact you, Beverly.
I am on Facebook, and that's www.facebook.com/callaheadcatering. I have an email address, which is B as in boy, CC. Let me start over. BCCallAhead371@gmail.com. Now, my website is under construction. We do have the website name, but we're working with the domain to get the domain up.
Yeah.
And our contact number is 70. I'm sorry?
70? No, I'm listening. I'm just.
Okay. Yes, you can contact us by phone at 706-254-9281.
Perfect. Well, it's definitely great business that you have, and you're highly appreciated throughout the community, and it's really making a difference by just you're teaching. You're actually teaching about health, and just changing the way people are living. You're also teaching and assisting in what's so important nowadays is convenience. So it's just awesome. Definitely have you in the air today talking about Call Ahead. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up? We have about 9 minutes, but, do a little conclusion. But definitely, this is your time. I want you to tell the community about you. If there's anything else you would add, I'm just going to open it up right now.
Okay. Well, one of the other things that I wanted to share with your listening audience is the passion that Call Ahead Catering has for the community. Just recently, we sponsored a renewal art show and sale, and that venue was benefiting art education in the Athens, Georgia elementary schools. So there are so many there's so much of a need out there for us to address, and I'm very passionate about the arts. As far as the it could be aesthetic arts, it could be drama, it could be music. But that was one of the things we did to reach out to the community, and it's an annual event. We will do it every year here in Athens, Georgia, downtown near the University of Georgia community. So we saw that it was important, and we feel at Call Ahead Catering, we just feel it's important to sponsor the things like the art show that help the school systems, that help our youth, to get involved and to give them something to do and goals to work towards. So we're passionate about not only nutrition, not only eating right, and not only catering to convenience, but to reach out and to help our young people. And I'm looking forward to sponsoring and helping other venues that's going to help the community.
Right.
It's so important for us to start to think about what we're putting in our mouth and how it's affecting our bodies and the longevities of our longevity of our lives.
Right, and you hit it on a button. You just caught my attention on the part about the youth and the children, because there are so many overweight kids nowadays. It is ridiculous. And, some of these kids, I was like, that kid's only 8 years old. I'm just like, it was just crazy. So that's very, very key that we reach out to the youth, and that's great that you're doing that to just, educate them. That's the foundation, the next generation, because, all these kids are out here eating the McDonald's and the Burger Kings. They have no clue what's healthy, not at all.
So it's all about convenience, and that's why we want to deliver, that we do deliver. It's all about convenience, and I believe that, the revolution of the dynamics of the family shifting, where, mom is working, but she has the kids, and when she gets off work, she's a little tired to go shake and bake or stir and fry. So, it's a convenient alternative to go to the fast food restaurants, but we have to be very concerned about how that affects us nutritionally as well as caloric, and then we go home and look at TV.
Definitely. You hit it on the nail, Beverly. Well, it was a pleasure to have you. You're highly, greatly, greatly appreciated throughout the community. And I can, we wish you all the continued success and endeavors with
Thank
your
you.
Business Call Ahead Catering. So there you guys have it, Beverly Coleman with Call Ahead Catering. Beverly is a member, or she will be a member. Beverly, are you a member already of Build, Grow, and Enjoy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you heard it, you guys. She is a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so you all know that the site is extremely interactive, so you can contact Beverly through Build, Grow, and Enjoy until she gets her site up and running, or you can contact her with all the contact information she provided over there. You can email her directly to the site. It'll go directly to her. And then also, you know, all her contact information is in the featured guest members group, as with all of our guests. So definitely reach out to Beverly. You know, let's, you know, help one another. The movement is alive. Let's you know, get some healthy food. Save yourself some time with this innovative business. Call Ahead Catering with Beverly Coleman. So that concludes and pretty much wraps up the show for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 The Light. You guys be sure you check out WorkingDivas.com. That's for those of you that maybe want to know what Working Diva is. It's just basically dedicated to working moms, the women, smart tools for that work-life balance, tips to, you know, organize not only your work-life balance, but your stilettos. So make sure you guys tell all your sister friends, your family, your coworkers, come gather at WorkingDiva.com with me and Karen, and just beginning a network of women who are shining. And definitely you can check out Karen Monday through Friday, 10 to 3 on WZAK out in Cleveland 93.1 or WZAKCleveland.com. So, you know, ladies, you know, just come check us out, you know, learn some finances and great topics that I'll be having on there to teach us how to, you know, as women, to balance this work-life balance that we have going on in our lives, which is so busy for all of us. And then if you feel like you want to peep in, you know, that's no problem also. You know, financial advice is for everyone. But definitely Money Mondays, get the article today. Today I have the financial, you know, a fresh look at financial alternatives and, you know, protecting yourself against losses against unexpected financial issues you may have, especially in these times. So, everyone, I'll talk to you tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, insurance planner Janet Sailor with Insurance Planning Solutions, Inc., small group benefits. So tune in to learn how to get yourself covered. You guys know that's my pet peeve. Always preventive about that area. And also you can hear Janet talk about the CivitPan organization that she's a part of, president-elect like myself, with Mike Roof. She's with the North Cobb organization, huge organization in Georgia with their group. And then she's going to talk also about all the dynamic things that they're doing throughout the community and the many contributions they do. So, everyone, thank you once again for tuning in. Have a great, great day and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.